Hi, friends. How is your cooking going? Got any great stories to share? I hope some of the tips you've heard in these segments have been helpful. So it's getting into Lenten season, and for those who observe it, that got me thinking about fish. Today, I'd like to discuss seafood, how to choose it, and some ideas on preparing it. We are so lucky to have such great seafood in the Pacific Northwest, and only now am I beginning to get some confidence in preparing it at home. There's just so much great fish to choose from, whether it's shellfish or finfish, and it's such a healthy food. I say, why not? When I went to my fishmonger to choose my supplies for class last week, he told me, "I'm so glad you're doing this. So few people think about cooking fish in the wintertime. Most of my customers prefer the warm weather when they can grill it, but it's just as good any time of the year." And you know, he's right. So what do you need to know for choosing food for your everyday use? It's really pretty simple. And when I talk to people about choosing seafood, my mind automatically flashes back to the Rialto Market in Venice, Italy. We went there on a Tuesday morning, and when we got to the seafood market, I couldn't believe how many types of fish they had there. And fresh? I'd swear some of it was still moving. And I don't mean the eels they had in the buckets. Oh, it was gorgeous. And by 1 p.m., it was gone. Sold out completely. I guess after 1,500 years, you learn a thing or two about supply and demand in the fish market. But back to our domestic choices. I'd like to borrow some great information from Cheryl and Mel London's cookbook, A Seafood Celebration. They write, "When buying whole fish, remember the following. Never buy a fish you can't look straight in the eyes. They should be bright, clear, protruding, and with a noticeable gleam. Fish eyes should never be milky gray or sunken sockets. The only exception to this might be grouper, which may have cloudy eyes due to the pressure change coming from the depths of the sea up to the surface. The only noticeable smell should be the characteristically briny fragrance of the sea. Fresh fish does not have a strong fishy odor. If the fishmonger has a thermometer in the refrigerator section, it should register 33 degrees. Going up by every 10 degrees higher will double the spoilage rate of the fish. A consistently cold temperature is another key to freshness. Flesh should be elastic and firm to the touch and should spring back immediately if you poke it. Gills should be a bright, healthy red, and the fish should be glisteningly shiny and bright with tightly attached scales. When buying pre-cut fish, the flesh should be also firm in texture, with a shiny, translucent glow, and never watery or sponge-like. If the flesh has yellow or brown edges or seems bruised, move on to another selection." The same rule of smell applies to pre-cut fish as well. Fish should always be displayed on fresh crust ice, never in water, and never pre-wrapped. And when choosing shellfish, live shellfish, bivalves, lobsters, and crabs should be stored under well-ventilated refrigeration and not in airtight containers or plastic bags. When you make your purchase and get it home, cover your live shellfish with damp paper towels or a damp cloth towel. Do not place them in a bathtub filled with water, or, believe it or not, they'll drown. However, you may put a bed of ice under them and cover them with damp paper towels. As the ice melts, drain off and discard the water every few hours. If lobsters, crabs, clams, oysters, or mussels have died while in storage, discard them at once. So use all of your senses when you're choosing seafood. Look your fish in the eye or look at its flesh. Smell to see if it has a briny odor like the sea, and feel the flesh to see if it springs back. All of this will help you to choose the tastiest fish to put on your dinner plate. One of my new favorite ways to cook seafood is the method the French refer to as en papillote, or in parchment. In this case, you can use either parchment or aluminum foil. Either one will work. You can also do a variation of this on the grill, which means it's great for any season. I take a good piece of fin fish. I prefer halibut, but salmon, cod, flounder, sea bass, anything will work. I lay it on a piece of parchment paper, roughly 11 by 17 inches, then season it with salt and pepper. I then drizzle olive oil on the top, then a little soy sauce, not too much, just a tablespoonful. After that comes a sprinkling of orange, lemon, or lime zest, ginger chopped very fine, and some orange slices. I fold the parchment into a little packet, closing everything in tightly and on all sides, and I put it in a 425-degree oven for about 11 to 13 minutes. I pull it out, open the parchment, serve it with wild rice and veggies and a nice dry white wine. Delicioso! Another easy favorite is poached salmon. I can't take credit for this one, it's really my mom's creation, but I happily use it. I place some dry white wine in the bottom of a 9 by 13 inch pan. I then slice a white or yellow onion into very thick slices and lay them flat in the wine on the bottom of the pan. I place the salmon fillet skin side down on top of the onions. I then season the fillet with salt and pepper, then top with lemon zest and some lemon slices, as well as some fresh dill. I cover this bad boy with tin foil and bake in a 350 degree oven for about 25 minutes or until the salmon is cooked through. This might depend on the size of the fillet. It makes for a gorgeous and flavorful poach that isn't too overpowering. If you love salmon, or you love someone who loves salmon, I invite you to give this a try. I've posted these recipes on my website and invite you to try them for yourself. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.